Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. I'm here with my man, B.
What's up?
And the infamous Nick Dugal.
Bonjour.
Nick, you're the man with a plan, so why don't you tell us what's happening today?
Well, first of all, welcome back, boys.
Welcome back, season two.
Very nice to see you guys.
What do you mean, welcome back? He just said that.
Yeah. I see you guys grew some beards, and you look a little aged.
Weathered from the summer.
Weathered from the summer. How was your summer so far? Good?
It was amazing, man.
Amazing? Anything happen? Before I continue on, anything happen?
Something happened with you, didn't it?
Nope. I just went to LA and hey, by the way, October 18th, Price is Right. You'll see me on it. Throwing that out there. You'll see me on there. Third row.
Okay, so you
consistently
went
you'll see me on there.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Watch it.
What's the date?
September 18th. Sorry, September 18th.
Oh,
so right around the corner.
Right around the corner, yeah. Sorry. That's October 18th. Nice. October 18th.
Who was hosting?
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
It was like legit. I was in the
What do you think is just like
CBS studio,
just
man?
Just like hosting by committee or like
I thought Wayne Brady used to do that or something.
No, that's over. Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, okay.
You only remember the black people.
No comment.
So let's everything's good?
Yeah, good. Good okay. to go. Yeah, great summer. Good.
Fantastic, fantastic. Let's start with this big news happening with Nike here. Now, if you guys are not aware of what just happened, so Colin Kaepernick back in the fold, back in the prime here. He is the face of, I believe it's Nike's 30th anniversary.
Just Do It campaign.
Just Do It campaign. So he's the face of it. I'm pretty sure you guys seen commercials and everything like that going on. Big backlash happening because Nike is putting this guy who's, according to, let's say, I don't want to say majority of America, but
it's not majority. I don't think it's majority at all.
No, it's not majority, but
it's just that sometimes the
people who are very against Colin Kaepernick, they are quote unquote boycotting Nike. I don't know how you boycott it when you buy it, but boycotting Nike because of what Colin Kaepernick is doing. Now, folks, thoughts on the situation, and then I will tell you my thought in the end.
Thoughts on what Nike did, or thoughts on what do you?
Let's go with both. Well, obviously we're gonna go business standpoint. What did you guys think of that, and as well as the backlash they're getting? Why do you feel that they are going that view of what like why are they? Why do you think boycotting Nike because of this situation?
Well, I thought it was great because one of the main things with that is you. Apparently, they had him signed for a while now. They had him for a while, but they just didn't bring him out. That's kind of I kind of see that as a slight problem too, though, because it's like if you were already behind this notion of, you know, he's doing the right thing, why didn't you just do it in the prime of it, right? When it's still huge now, but why don't you do it when it was actually happening, right? So it's kind of like, were they looking at really? Did they think at that point it could hurt their sales because it was such a big outrage at that point? So did they have to kind of blanket it until they thought that when they introduced it, it'd be more of a splash? Because I know their sales just went up 30% online, right?
Right.
So, but the thing with Nike is, I understand the thing you have to understand it's a business. They're not doing it for no money. Like they're definitely making money, but I think that they actually made a real stance in terms of like because corporations is what runs the US, like America. Like if corporations aren't behind you, it's very hard for you to get a point across and whatnot, right? So I think that was incredibly important, and there's so much support for it. Because the main thing nowadays is, sure, like, you know, there's going to be people that say that's not right or whatever, but that's a certain demographic and a certain people, right? The people that Nike sells shoes to, like they're young people, right? They're like athletes, they're people who know the brand, that kind of thing, right?
So you're saying that Nike Monarchs don't exist?
Well, they exist, but
you know what top 10 shoe is that Nike sells? Are the Monarchs?
No, but
Monarchs are in the top 10?
Top 10, man.
I would have thought it would have been like all basketball shoes and maybe.
But their main market, like, what I'm saying is their main market is like young people, right? So like, so the thing is like, it they just I think they backed it very well, like especially all of their athletes on their roster, LeBron, KD, all these guys, like all the other players they have in soccer and football and everything. That's what a lot of these people think, man. So you have people that want you to get that message out, and no one's helping you. So I think they're like the people's champion right now, man.
So I'm gonna before you continue on here. I know we're gonna go around the table here, Bell, but
no, that's all we. I think that's all we need here.
You said it beautifully, my man.
One thing I have noticed is why isn't Kevin Hart part of that, even though he's part of Nike?
What do you mean? He posted about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but you're not going to bring out every single person you have. Like, you know what I mean?
You're not gonna drop your heavy hitters? Well, what 30th anniversary?
Like, if it was a heavy hitter, you could have dropped Michael Jordan, right?
30th anniversary?
Well, here you go.
Michael Jordan's not part of Nike. He's part of the Jordan brand.
It's going to be a long campaign, so chances are you are going to see Kevin Hart.
You think so?
It's not going to be like just one and done.
Have you ever heard Kevin Hart say anything political?
This guy's going after. He's trying to.
I'm just saying.
First World Live. Announce it. Announce the beef.
No. I'm just saying. Lot. Just even like even sports athletes. Like it's equivalent to putting superstar athletes in like dunk competitions. A lot of them are not doing it because, well, if I lose, it's going to hurt my image. So, you know, perfect example. I have no care. Like, listen, Kevin Hart makes a lot of money. He's funny. Whatever. He makes a lot of movies. Right. But for something like that, you don't think him thinking, hey, you know, all these people could listen to me. I could make a political stand. I may not be a part of politics, but, you know, we're not big into politics, but we understand what's happening.
Yeah, you do see the consequences.
Like, when you saw that commercial, did you see the commercial?
I did see the commercial.
You did? So how did you feel about the commercial? When you first saw it, right after, how did you feel about it?
I was of two minds of it. The first thing was, I liked the commercial itself. I thought it was pretty interesting. I liked the theme of it. The second thing was like, okay, Nike knows exactly what they're doing. Like, B mentioned Nike. It.
Yo, bring that shit back.
Say Nike? Yeah,
I can't believe you. Okay, anyway, keep going.
Nike Jordans.
Anyways, they knew Nike knew exactly what they were doing because they know their audience. Like you were saying, they don't care if a bunch of old dudes are burning their shoes.
They're too big, man.
Right? Like the stock prices suffered a small hit when they announced they were doing the Kaepernick thing or whatever. But that's not who they're selling shoes to. They're selling shoes to the kids in high schools. They're selling shoes to like kids in elementary. They're selling shoes to kids, like university people who are probably more liberal at that stage in their lives, right? They're not aimed at older people. So it was like, okay, that's a clever move. And it was an entertaining commercial, which is, as a corporation, that's all you really want to do is entertain your target audience.
I thought the splash was great too, because like you could have Kevin Hart, yeah, whatever, but that splash of the 30th and because we thought this issue was dead. Like we thought the NFL just buried Colin Kaepernick. And out of nowhere, you see their apparel sponsor bring out Colin Kaepernick as the face of the campaign. I thought
and
it was
first commercial starting NFL season. That Nike commercial.
Well, for sure. And now, is that a coincidence? Of course not. So they know what they're doing. And think about how big a company that is. So obviously, they've done their research. They know that this is going to play to their demographic that they're looking to get paid from. So it's not much of a risk for them. That's the other interesting thing. Now, the other interesting thing about it, and that's where the other flip of the coin is. So Nike's taking the stance and they're supporting like the whole, like, let's say Black Lives Matters, police brutality movement. But right now, they're in the process of getting sued over labor allegations by female employees. They had, you know, always with shoe companies, the whole sweatshop thing. So it's kind of interesting to see who you partner yourself with when you're, I don't really want to say that, but like a champion for social justice. Like, so what kind of gets lost there is like, oh, you're like, wow, Nike's such a great company. They're doing such great things. So I think it's also a PR move to kind of back up some of the things that they're going through right now, too. So.
It's a good point, actually.
Everyone needs jobs, man.
Even little kids who are too young to work.
Yeah, that's just...
Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Now, I feel like when people drop that line, even kids who need to work, you got to realize, okay, what they're doing is probably wrong. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, like, there's some kids and families who can't just rely on their dad and mom to work, right? They have to work themselves. So they got to stop getting an education. They got to provide their family, right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure they're not 6 or 7 years old.
Like. So to them, so listen, hold up. So to them, that may be normal for everyone in that country, India, China, whatever. That's normal to work like that. But to us, it's like, oh, how can this person do that?
So
they don't have the privilege like we do, man.
That's true. But
what and I feel like that sometimes when people just say, I'm not bashing you, but I mean, like, people sometimes when they say things like that, you don't understand what goes on in that world, man. Like for example, like when I went to India in February.
Fuck.
What?
I'm just remembering things that you see in India. And like you're saying, it's a different world.
It's a different world, man. So what we did was there in my grandfather's village, there was no school, right? So we donated money to build them a school. Mm-hmm. And we did. Don't get me wrong. To us, it's, you know, it was a few thousand dollars. To us, okay, that's
Kevin Hart money over here.
That's, you know, that's for us.
Good amount of money, but it's not
for us.
Nothing that's going to.
Some people, it's a month's work. Some people, it's a week's worth, right? But to those people, that could be a year's worth that they are working so hard for it. Now, those people could get an education anytime they want. I'm not saying I did it just for the spite of it, but at the same time, it's like, you got to realize their position is so different than all these people who can tweet and say all this shit. Their position is so different. They can say, oh, how dare they do that? How dare they? But you know what? At the same time, maybe Nike's employing these people. Yeah, they're underpaying them. But at the same time, look at all these other companies that are underpaying.
See, Nick, but that's the problem, though. It's the underpaying, right? We're talking about Nike being like a $9 billion company, if not more.
Oh, way more.
So we're saying
$9 billion,
like,
that's so low.
Right? So way you donated and you made a school there. So Nike's been there for how long? What are they doing to give back in the community? Or
okay,
why can't they even
what's
give
the
them,
law
like,
there? What's the law few, of them paying? Base? What's the minimum wage law?
See, that's where the law, the
yeah, but then it
law
goes
and morality
like,
comes
yeah,
in,
morality
right?
Like, comes in. Because
they
know.
The moral issue there? Because yeah. They're going to get someone to make a pair of yeah. shoes and pay them yeah. $3
they know what's
and then
here,
turn around
but
and
then
sell it to my man B over here
okay, let's
for
put,
119
okay, so okay,
or 120.
Let's put it this way. So let's say
I'm not buying that shit full price.
Let's say a refugee comes and goes to California. He has no education. He has no job. He has, you know, he can't even get a proper job. So everything's under the table. So he's cutting lawns, cutting grass, cutting whatever, right? Flowers, all that stuff. But he's getting paid, you know, it may not be minimum wage, but he's getting paid something. Now, he may be happy because that could be more than what he was ever getting paid in Mexico, right?
Fair enough.
Now, to everyone else that sees it, oh, you're underpaying him. But at the same time, you're like, you know what? I'm doing my best to help him out. Again, it's Nike. I understand it's a billion-dollar business. But at the same time, what are the rules for them to pay? What's the minimum wage to where they are?
So would you say that gives Nike a pass in terms of what?
I'm not saying it's a pass.
But does it give him a pass in terms of what Bell's saying? Because he's saying, oh, they're promoting social justice or whatever. But at the same time, they're committing these things in the background. So because of your argument in terms of, like, there's different laws there, it's not the same world, we can't treat it all the same, which is honestly is true. Would you say that that gives Nike kind of, like, not a pass, because morality, there's not, I don't think there's a morale pass, but is there a pass in terms of what are they supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like, does that give a little bit of a pass to Nike, do you think?
I don't think they they shouldn't get a pass, but at the same time, what they're doing, what like are they breaking the law?
So you're saying, like, what are they supposed to do about it?
Exactly. Are they breaking a law? Yes, it's probably frowned upon here, but are they breaking a law is what I'm getting at.
They're not breaking the law.
Okay,
I'm sure
they're
not breaking the law.
So then for us to frown upon this, I'm not saying us, but just the general audience, I feel like we're being too – like if you build a clothing company and you want to get everything straight from North America, you know how much they charge for shirts, man?
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Disgusting.
No, it'd be like $100, man.
Disgusting. But if you go on it, like, it's equivalent to you buying something like a jersey here, you're like, whoa, $120 for a fucking jersey, Steph Curry jersey. Online, I can go get it cheaper. So you're going to go online. So are they frowning upon you? Hey, we praise it. Hey, I got a great deal online. I got this jersey for $60 rather than $120.
Fair
enough. Whoa, are you serious? That's sick.
Fair enough. And no one's saying that they have to give them like North American equivalent wages. But even if they gave them the equivalent of a couple dollars more in that country, that's going to be a huge, huge bonus for them, especially when we're talking about in company or places where you said like sometimes the little kids have to go to work to help support the family. So now you give them a couple dollars.
It's up to
more.
That government where they do it. It's all on them. They could shut that down and be like, hey, we need to raise the minimum wage. Hey, you guys, Nike, you guys need to do this, but they're not. Why?
I think the real
corrupt, the moral responsibility has to
rest on Nike.
Rest on the company that operates there.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is, you have a company that's such high in stature, so it's like, if they do that there, sure, that's the laws there, sure, that's what it is, but at the same time, they know what they're doing, they know that they have the leverage, and they know those things, right? It's not like, oh, we were here, and we never knew this was happening, so, and all of a sudden, this started happening.
So, when you see Apple products, and it goes, designed in California, but made in China... Why isn't that frowned upon?
I think
Chinese
that,
parts.
Well, I think well, that I think is kind of frowned
yeah,
upon.
Yeah, I think it's kind of along the same lines.
Yeah, because it's designed in California, so that's kind of like that's kind of your multi-trillion dollar company being like,
but look,
it would be great if we could get you guys American.
But do you ever hear any big news of why? Hey, look what Apple's doing. $1 trillion company, one of the first ones. Why aren't they doing minimum
wage? But that's
what sucks
about it, though, man, is because they're saying, oh, designed in California, because 80% of the population would be like, oh, cool, it's California
exactly.
product. But then they're still doing that in the back end. So
is that even worse?
No, but they're not bringing their things to the forefront. They're kind of just treating it as like, oh, we're bigger. We can do whatever we want there. But in the front end to my consumer, let me tell them it's made in California. You know what I mean?
But so it's not made in – it's designed in California.
But,
sure,
but
80%
of, sweatshop. 80% of the people are going to be like, oh, it's
– Exactly. So imagine if Nike did that. Designed in South Carolina, made in Taiwan or China.
Well, the reason we always bring up the sneaker companies is because of like the whole – them getting busted for like the sweatshops. I don't know what that was like. Early 90s kind of thing, probably even earlier. Mm-hmm. But like the whole sweatshop thing. We haven't quite seen that with Apple. Though I guess it's kind of implied that that might be the situation. Now, go to another country to take advantage of the labor stuff. That's what you're talking about in the laws and stuff. That could be just smart. But, like, it's the whole sweatshop aspect of things that kind of gets tangled in there and makes it just murkier.
I get where you're getting at, but my thing is, are they breaking the rules? If they're not breaking the rules, then I feel like what they're doing is they're just obeying the rules. They're not, like, it's maybe wrong, but at the same time, you know.
How did you get so heartless?
How did you get so heartless?
I don't know the rest.
Summer,
but anyway, Colin Kaepernick's right. And Nike's
perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
We're live. Fuck, this shit's done.
Oh, we should have poured some drinks.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, okay, we're going to pour some drinks.
Are we going to Waldwings?
I think we're done, man. We don't have shit.
Are we actually going to Waldwings?
I'm like...
Thirst World Problems.
Is it back?
We back.
Folks, I want to talk about this whole Kawhi Leonard trade. In the summer, obviously we're away when a lot of stuff happened when we're away.
Yeah, man. There were so many times I wanted to hop on a mic and just yell about shit.
Some guy named something James went to the Lakers. Mike James. What's his name? LeBron James.
Calling it now. Lakers in the finals.
Shut up, man.
You're fucking crazy.
Lakers in the finals.
Are you fucked?
Lakers in the finals.
Are you serious right now?
Well, you're going to say what? Utah's going to make it?
No. There's a team in the fucking Bay Area that's fucking...
You're betraying your own team that you root for?
No, not at all. That's just fucking being smart.
You're a Lakers fan?
Am now.
Oh, fuck. What team did you actually...
Crazy.
Were you just a Raptors fan?
No. No, I used to be a Cleveland fan.
No, oh, you're a LeBron fan.
Team
you're
LeBron, baby. Let's
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, but you do know that, like, in terms of common sense, like I understand you like your team and shit like that, but, like, in terms of common sense, like, you know what the outcome is, right?
Lonzo's going to be a stud this
season. Lonzo. That's what he says is going to be
stud. Lonzo's going to be a stud. Surprise people. There's going to be some kind of trade.
Oh, Lonzo's good. He almost averaged a triple-double.
What's that?
Lonzo almost averaged a triple-double last year.
Now he will average one, man.
Yeah, you know who else did? Westbrook.
Mike James.
The fact that this guy's done triple-double twice in a year, unheard of.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No one even talks about that. That's just nothing now. How crazy is that? Yeah, no one talks about that.
He made it nothing. That's ridiculous. Man.
He made it nothing.
Yeah. If Lonzo does it, then it'll be impressive. But, you know, Westbrook. He takes 90 shots a game. He better get a triple-double.
Look at Iverson. Iverson took like fucking 140, man. They made him seem like he was crazy.
That's because give me like 140
shots.
Tall.
Give me 140 shots. I guarantee I'll drop 50 a game, man. Fuck that, man.
Maybe in our rec league.
Rec league's going to be crazy, man. I'm getting crazy shape for that. It's all legs all day, man. Let's Kawhi Leonard, man. Thoughts? If you guys don't know what happened, obviously you guys do, but... a little breakdown. So Kawhi Leonard wanted out, wanted to go to L.A., got traded for DeMar DeRozan. Now DeMar DeRozan felt like he was betrayed by the Raptors.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
When you get paid... 100%
betrayed.
Hey, I don't care if it was a smart move. It was a betrayal.
You know what? Okay, this is what I find funny, okay? Players who fucking leave the team, their team that they've grown up with, to someone else, that's not betrayal to that team. People get choked, but yet when a fucking GM trades him because he's not being productive, can't even make it out of the first round in the last four seasons, you're getting paid $140 million.
Maybe the first round
swept, man.
Yeah,
win one game at least, man. You're getting
that wasn't
swept.
The first round though,
you're getting swept, man.
Well, don't tell me you're not going to trade me then. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the betrayal.
We told
because
them 5 days before, yeah,
you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that knowing that you're going to get Kawhi Leonard, a top five player.
Why don't you tell him
we're
going to trade you then?
Because then he would have done something.
This is
your
leader
no.
in points, man. Leader in points. Playoff appearances.
If the player knows, if the player, look at Ball, man. He said he got hurt. He faked his injury so he didn't get traded because
smart.
He was LeBron.
Smart. Now he's there with LeBron.
So with the GMs not telling him what's happening.
Sure.
And you got a top five player, you're going to be like, yo, I made the worst decision of my life right now. Knowing that he's only going to be there for a year, you never know.
Come and talk to that man after then, or while you're making that, being like, you know what I told you last week? Sorry, don't be like, well, it was kind of misconstrued what I had told the man. Nothing could be misconstrued like that. Do you think DeMar DeRozan's lying? Do you think he's got the capacity to do that? He doesn't seem like that type of person.
I'll tell you one thing. When Kawhi Leonard drops fucking crazy amounts of points, first game and second game, no one's gonna remember.
Oh,
who the
no
fuck
one's
DeMar
disputing
DeRozan.
The fact Kawhi Leonard's a better player. Than
I'm just
DeMar
saying,
DeRozan.
If you're butthurt over this trade, you're fucking stupid, man. I'm sorry.
I don't think
anyone.
Well,
why about next year when you can't even go to a Raptors game and the fucking lights aren't even on because they can't win 15 games?
The cap space, man.
Man, no one wants to come to Toronto like that. That's
when you
the problem.
When you have money, man, people are gonna come.
Yeah, after you but trade not away, superstars, man. That's the issue.
Especially after
look
you
at
had
Golden
a guy.
State, man.
No, they had a guy
they're
there.
They play in the Bay Area.
Okay, look how long it took them to fucking get to this superstar status, man. It took two players.
That'll never
luckily
happen.
Two players and some good picks, man, to get a superstar team.
You want to go to a franchise that would trade away the guy who wants
to
be there?
You actually think Kevin Durant, out of any time, would actually want to play for the Golden State Warriors? Say that 10 years ago, man. Nobody would be laughing.
Yeah, but one thing you have to keep in mind is those are players they drafted, and when they draft
exactly,
them, they want to stay there, man. If that happens, if Toronto
they
drafts
wanna,
someone...
They want to stay there because...
No, yeah, they want to stay there because they're good, and they play well, right? Which is great. The problem is, in Toronto, the track record is Vince Carter wants to leave. Tracy McGrady, I'm gone. DeMar DeRozan, oh, okay, this guy's staying here for a while. You're telling me, like, all these superstars got drafted there, and they left because of no reason? People don't want to stay there, so when you get someone that wants to, that's the argument there, is that he's your leader in everything. He wants to stay there. You paid him. He took a pledge of staying there the whole time. Like, there's certain shit with that, too, right? So it's like, you could say that with other, like, a California, for example, has way more, you know, that... players want to stay for. If you get drafted there, they'll sign again just because where they live or whatever. But in Toronto, it's different, man. Like, you only get a couple things there once or twice, and the track record is that all these free agents or people that were actually good there, odds are they're gonna leave. So it's like, if you had someone here for so long that's led them, as a starter in the on the Eastern
Let
Conference
them where?
Teams.
Where did he leave him?
Well, to places they haven't been, like the playoffs every year, right? Like
conference finals.
Conference finals, right? A representation in the East all the time. The Toronto All-Star game where like people are actually excited about it because the Raptors are actually good. But
best season record.
Yeah, just stuff like that, right? So it's like
all of that shit.
It's like you trade him away, and that's fine. You could trade him, but like you told him you weren't going to trade him, and you traded him, right? Like he didn't hear it from you. Like he heard it from like
What's the playoff record?
Two I don't know, but look. Finals. But what's everyone's
back-to-back conference finals?
Okay, LeBron's, what happened in the conference finals?
But what's LeBron's like?
LeBron's
championship.
Gone, exactly.
What's LeBron's championship record? He's still
yeah, but
top three
how many times has he made it to the finals, man?
LeBron's gone the now. Whole, now you have a shot.
The whole key in the NBA. I shouldn't say most, but some teams is to get to the finals. If you get to the finals, that's a successful year, right? LeBron James's key is, hey, I need to get to the finals. That's a successful year. Now he's just like, I'm doing other things. This guy ended up with like 18 fucking shows, man. Like out of nowhere over the summer.
I think for
man.
The year, but it's like, a good trade. I just don't think in
but
the
I mean,
long
it's just the way
term.
They did it. Yeah. No one's arguing it's a bad trade. It's just the way that they did
if
it.
If you give the guy the keys to the team and he's not getting you, okay, he gets you to the conference finals. Big, fantastic. He gets you, you know, best record in the league or best record ever for them. That's great. But what matters most is playoffs, man. You get all these teams get prepared for playoffs, right?
Now,
when he's not preparing and not taking you to that promised land, how can you say, hey, you know what? Let's give it another try for the sixth year. Let's
but
see
what
so happens.
But there's so many players like that, man. Like a John Wall, a Bradley Beal.
But that's a different
Damian
story,
Lillard.
Man.
Like,
that's a different
never,
story.
You're never going to the finals.
That's a different story, man. They felt like DeMar DeRozan. Top five player, right? Who says John Wall's top five point guard in the league? You don't hear that. You never hear John Wall's name in top five. I don't care who you are. I don't even care.
He's probably close.
he may be close. Yeah,
he's probably top 10.
Okay, close, yeah. But he's not top five.
Yeah,
right. That's like saying, hey, I almost won this fight, but I didn't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
My teeth knocked out.
Exactly. So, like, when you have the opportunity of picking, hey, I have this top, I'm going to say top three player back. I have this top three player. I have the opportunity to get him. And who knows? Maybe I can swing him over and he may stay because
if he stays,
the crowd of Toronto, don't get me wrong, the city of Toronto is fantastic when it comes to the fan
base.
Even
if he doesn't stay, like you said, it's not a bad trade. It's a smart trade. You take your shot when you have a shot to sign a guy like that. The only argument is, hey, even if you want to go ahead and do that, come back to him and be like, we know we said we weren't going to trade you. This opportunity came in our lap. We had to do it. Don't be like, well, this guy misunderstood or I never said that. There was a whole back and forth for like a week before, what's his name, Urijah even apologized.
Right? Hey,
you know what I mean?
Okay, I understand.
Man, this is a guy that said like Toronto is me, like any other place besides where I was born in Compton or whatever. Like, this is where I've been at home. Like, this is where I want to be. No one says that.
I understand
about
all of that. But at the same time, when you have an opportunity.
That's fine.
No, let me finish. When you have the opportunity to have a top three player and you tell your franchise, at the time, franchise player, hey, am I going to get traded? And you go in your head, well, if I say we're thinking about it, one, you're just going to go all out and be like, well, whoever I'm getting traded to, I'm not playing for that team or all that shit. You know what I mean? Whatever it takes. To make it sour, to ruin our next chance of getting to the next step. But at the same time, as a GM, you got to realize, hey, you know what? My job's on the line. I have to do whatever it takes. Even if it has me to lie, I'll take backlash. People forget all the time. Shit happens. Look at Trump, man, right? But like, at the same time, you got to look at it that view. I see why Jiri did it, and I don't blame the guy, okay? But at the same time, I feel like sometimes we get so sensitive where when it comes to, you know, oh, man, where's the loyalty? Well, look at fucking DeMarcus Cousins, man. Straight up, man. Look
fine.
At fucking DeMarcus
Cousins.
But the Kings wouldn't
what a
pay
fucking
him.
Bitch,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but after, they wouldn't pay him, man.
And after the fact, just come back and be like, yeah, this happened, whatever, and just man up to it that way. You're right. I don't blame him for doing it. And, yeah, we probably would have done the same thing. But after the fact, just be like, yeah, this is what happened. It happened. Sorry, man, but I couldn't pass up this opportunity. My job's on the line. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter now because he's gone. You got your guy. So whatever. But let's all move all past that because we'll never agree on that. But how excited are you now that Kawhi is in Toronto?
Fucking crazy.
And you've amazing. Got a top three player.
That's ridiculous.
Amazing, man.
You know how good the defense is going to be this year?
You have Danny Green too, yeah. man. Think
That's
about
right.
that. People forget
shooter.
About it. Danny fucking Green.
I think they'll still lose to the Celtics. No. I think the Celtics still go to the finals.
I don't think so,
but man, is that going to be a crazy series. Holy shit.
Such a great matchup. It's going to be crazy. Such a great matchup. Especially if Kawhi isn't back and in full form.
If he's back in full... Like, the thing is, we don't know, man. Like, there's players like that that'll come back and then you don't know about them, right? But, man, if he's back... you could say people...
The floor is open
top,
now.
They were saying he was the best at that time, right?
Yeah, so, the floor is so open now.
Especially if they get out to a start like they had last year.
They're playing modern basketball now.
If they get to a start like last year, they might be able to get someone else midseason on a trade.
Absolutely, man.
Like a contender.
Like, think about it. Like, let's say they end up getting, like, a crazy record. Like number one in the East. Trade deadline.
Like for the last 4 years?
Trade deadline coming. You don't think, like, you know... Some guys who are on the trade block, they kind of want to, you know, hey, like, what can I do to get out? Or, you know, people who want out on the team and do pick them up waivers, right? Which I don't like in the league. That's one thing I hate. Drop me. I'm just going to play for this team. So you're going to pay me and then I'm going to play for this other team. Like, I hate that. Like, that's such a dumb move. But yeah, DeMarcus Cousins, come on, man. You think, like...
No one else wanted to give him the money you wanted.
I feel like I feel like what's going to happen now is he will never get that money that he'll
It's a play 4 year for him a bit, but he won't be back till January. That's the thing, right?
So Golden State has become like the Patriots in football, right? Like, that's what Golden State is. Like, they get the vets, they get the players that...
They'll get
will
people
come there
who just want to win, yeah.
That's right.
And I think all it takes is one of those core players to leave. Klay Thompson. Going to LA, man.
He could leave. I still think if he leaves, the Golden State is still the best team.
No.
I think so, too.
If Klay Thompson leaves to play for the Lakers?
That's big. That is big.
If he goes
Klay
to the
Thompson
Lakers
is the key, man.
Yeah.
Because one, he plays defense.
I think they could survive defense. Losing a player or two because they're probably going to get someone back. Like, just this year, they just got DeMarcus Cousins. Like, who knows who's going to be
just
next
KD,
year that comes for a
but
year.
But that's him over the top.
But look at that. Look at that, the way they play, man. The Warriors. When have they give a ball to, like, Zaza Pachulia or any of that? Everything's just garbage points for those guys.
True,
right?
But then you just get more touches for
and
someone
DeMarcus
like...
And DeMarcus Cousins thinks he's, like, a franchise player.
Yeah, but then Green gets more touches. Like, then someone...
You think Draymond's going to stay?
I don't think they're going to lose more than one of those
I think after this season, like, Draymond's, like, he's up there right now. Star status. And I think... Because last time when he was in... I think he felt like he deserved it, but... He played smart to stay, right? But I think now...
Well, didn't he sign the max? Like 3 or 4 years, 80
at the time, yeah.
97?
But I think now he...
Knows it could be more. Too.
Knows it could be more, and I feel like it's time for him to...
Because how are you going to give up like 40 mil, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right now, gun to your head. Who gets to the Eastern Finals?
Celtics.
Raptors.
I think the Celtics.
Raptors, man.
I think the Celtics meet the Warriors in the
MVP
finals.
Kawhi Leonard MVP this year.
Celtics look like they're going to be strong though. No one's given a chance, an outside chance to Milwaukee.
Actually, man, it depends, man. Like sometimes these guys come back, like Gordon Hayward or whatever, and they don't mesh the same. But I guess the same thing with Toronto. But it just seems like the fit's so good in Toronto right now, right?
I'm gonna throw this out here. I think you know teams. I think is going to be not going to do well, but they're going to make the playoffs though. Sixers. Yeah.
Not going to do well, eh?
In the East, man?
No. I don't think they're going to do well. I think Pacers. Pacers are going to be crazy. I think the Sixers are going to drop because I have a feeling that Simmons is... the vibe
this
I get...
This guy's acting like he has, like, HIV or something. He's like, I think Simmons has, like...
No, like, I feel like...
He just doesn't want to say it.
No, like. the vibe... I feel like the vibe he gets, it's already superstar status without being the superstar player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're saying that him and Embiid are going to kind of butt heads over the ball?
I think Embiid's already... He's star status already. He's there. Yeah, he's got it on lockdown. Social media game's crazy. His game is just crazy, man.
You need that shit, man.
You need
that.
That. Like, that's superstar status, right? Yeah. But I feel like Simmons thinks it's going to be his, and I think that's what's going to crush the team.
I still think they're a top five team, though.
This is a heartbreakers situation where Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels can't coexist.
Marty Jannetty?
That's where you get the super kick through the barbershop, man.
Marty Jannetty.
That's where you get super kicked from the barbershop.
Raptors to the final.
Who you got?
You got Raps?
I'm going with the Raps.
Who do you guys got in the West? Quick pick.
Lakers, baby.
Shut the fuck.
Lakers.
Okay, no one wants to hear that bullshit. Oh, but you want to bet $50 right now?
$50, that's it?
Yeah. You want to bet $100?
Let's go on that Kirkland, man.
You want to bet $100 that the Lakers don't make the finals?
No.
No, we got him. I got him on the mic. I got him in the mic. I got him on the mic.
I'm going to edit it.
Who you got?
Right there.
Who you got?
I got the Lakers. I'm going with Lakers.
You got Lakers in the finals? What?
Put Western your money
Conference
where your
finals.
Mouth is, man.
Western Conference Finals. Who you got?
Western Conference Finals.
Against who?
Against Golden State.
Oh, Western Conference Finals. Possible. You're saying the finals, though, man.
Championship, baby, yeah.
This guy's fucked.
Lakers lose to the Raptors in the
How
NBA
the Lakers,
Finals.
The Lakers get to the finals? I don't think they would lose to the Raptors, man.
Kawhi. Team of Destiny right
Kawhi's
now.
Kawhi's going to fucking break his leg and he's done.
Who you got?
Warriors.
And?
Celtics.
Okay, but what about Western Conference Finals?
You want me to say OKC so bad, man.
I don't want you to say. You can say, Why would I want you to say? Just say what you want.
I would say, obviously, Golden State. And, man, I'd probably say the Thunder, honestly. I don't think the Lakers. But, fuck. It might be Golden State and the Lakers. It's either Golden State and the Lakers or Golden State and OKC.
I don't think Houston's going to be as good as this.
I don't think Houston will be
they
as good.
They lost
Everyone
players.
Bailed on Houston.
Did they sign,
that was quick,
did they sign Capella?
Yeah, but yet. You lost. You lost Ariza. You lost.
But they got Capella, though?
They signed Capella.
They got Carmelo. What's the problem?
But they got Capella,
though. Welcome to me last year, fuck. Frustration land. But, who you got for MVP? Season MVP?
LeBron James.
I got Kawhi.
Lonzo Ball.
Yo, say some proper shit, man.
Come on, man.
What? I can't pick
who's
my
the final,
players.
Who's the MVP?
Russell Westbrook.
MVP?
I can't believe you never picked your own guy, man.
No, I don't think it would be Westbrook. Between the two, it would probably be either Paul George, I think. He's out to no
good. No, it's going to be season MVP, Curry.
No, Kawhi, man. Kawhi.
You can't get enough shine on that team to be MVP.
Yeah, Kawhi. Who you got for defensive?
Kawhi.
I don't know. I don't watch defense.
Kawhi,
man.
DeMar DeRozan.
Going all in on Kawhi is dangerous.
Who you got for six man?
Six man?
I can't tell you rookie of the year. I only know one rookie.
J.R. Smith.
No. Dennis Schroeder, man.
What team's he on right now?
Thunder.
Thunder, okay. That's why you're asking.
Boy, he's on the Thunder, yeah.
Six man? We're the only...
Yeah, he could be a six man, yeah.
Only podcast breaking down six man of the year in September.
That's how I feel about this our podcast come right now. I feel like our podcast is six man.
What do you guys think about this situation with Le'Veon Bell right now? So, basically, if people don't know, he's essentially holding out. This is his last season as a Steeler, guaranteed, because in the NFL, if you don't re-sign someone after, I think it's 3 or 4 years or something like that, if you don't sign him in the period you have to extend him, you can't extend him. So, this is his last year as a Steeler. He's got, from what I know, he can not show up to a game for 10 weeks of 16 and still clear the requirement to have played a full season and then be a free agent this coming season. So the main thing with this is he's getting $14 million this year guaranteed. He's losing about $900K a game. He lost $900K for tomorrow's game. So what do you guys think about that situation? Like it's actually pretty crazy because it's the first time you have like offensive linemen speaking out against like their running back, essentially talking about another man's money, like hurry the fuck up and get back type thing, right?
If he, okay, let's say he didn't play for, how many weeks? 10?
10 weeks. He could lose $10 million.
He can miss 10 weeks and he still can be
10
a free
game
agent.
Weeks, right?
Yeah.
10 game weeks.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's say he missed 9 game weeks and the 10th, they just didn't play him. Or they just put him as.
As long as he reports. It's good.
He just has to report to it.
Oh, okay.
That's
he's got
to
report.
He just has
okay.
to show up. That's
right.
It.
Yeah, that's right.
So the whole
I didn't think about that.
The whole process here is if he doesn't report by week 10, then he has to come back next year to fulfill the last year of his contract.
Right, right, right.
But he wants to be a free agent.
Exactly. Right? Now, the Steelers could re-sign him in free agency, but obviously with a relationship as it is, why would that ever happen, right?
Yeah.
So his whole thing was he led the league for most touches last year. He had something like 400 touches. And I think he...
That's more than Todd Gurley, too.
And he held out all preseason. I don't even know if he showed or if he played week one. I think he didn't play till the second half or something like that. They kind of punished him because it was kind of a similar situation last year. So his whole thing is, if I know this is going to be my last year with the Steelers, since you never gave me a long-term contract, do I really want to show up, put 400 touches on my body?
More than that, they're going to run him to the ground, man.
Exactly. So he could get hurt, just wearing normal wear and tear. Or do I give up that 10 mil and then try to sign a long-term contract with another team that guarantees me that, like, you know how I always say, like, guarantees my safety and my family can eat and all that kind
That's
of
true,
stuff,
though,
right?
Man.
So, or, like, what he could do is, pure business whatever he lost, let's say he lost 10 mil, right? And he's, like, next year, he could be like, hey, just make up for that 10 mil I lost last year as a bonus.
Yeah,
give me something.
I think he's smart, man.
Yeah.
Because Todd Gurley, for example, like, top running backs are Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, all these guys, right? David Johnson. So it's like Todd Gurley just got like a $90 million extension.
Disgusting.
And like $50 million is guaranteed. Do you know what the Steelers offered Le'Veon Bell? $70 million? $10 million guaranteed. So you're telling him to take this 3-4 year extension for $10 million guaranteed when he's already playing this fucking 1 year for $14 million. That's like a, I think that's like a fucking shot in the back, man. Like,
easily.
I think, do you think he's messing the team up in terms of they're actually a Super Bowl contender? Because his offensive line is, like, going at him. They're like, we don't need you. Like, we make you. They're like, oh, you make 8-9 more times than us. You run on our backs. Like, at least tell us what the fuck you're going to do, right? Like, there's never been a time people said that about other people's money.
You're right, but that's the reason why, though, right? It's because of the, like, lack of communication, I guess, with his line, which, like, but running back and your linemen are supposed to be super, super close. Like, even last year, with everything that was going on, he ended up buying him, like, super fancy watches. I think they were, like, $70,000 watches or whatever. So everyone was like, okay, we're cool, we're all one unit, thinking that if anything happens, at least they'll be the first to know. So I think a lot of it is, like, being like the last to know, like scorned girlfriend kind of thing, where like, how can you even tell us, right? Like, so there's that part of it. But as far as he goes, I think he's making a smart move just based on the money. And like you said,
someone's going to pay him, man, next year. Like,
no one's going to, like, the Steelers have no idea about or have no plan to give him that kind of money. But as far as whether or not they're a contender, they've got, if you look at all the skill positions, they probably have the best three skill position players in the league.
Like, probably,
I don't know. Maybe even the Rams can kind of get close to that, but Goff isn't really the same thing as Roethlisberger. And I don't know if Cooks isn't the same thing as Antonio Brown.
Not close.
So you could say Gurley and Le'Veon are on the same level. But imagine if a team like New England had a receiver like Antonio Brown, a running back like Le'Veon Bell, and obviously they have Tom Brady, right? So give them those two extra players. Super Bowl, they already get to the Super Bowl every year. You'd be like, they're winning every single year. So the Steelers should be locking these guys up. I can't understand why they wouldn't want to keep them.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't give them a little bit of a longer deal at least. Like, that's the thing with the NFL is, like, running backs are so replaceable, right? Like, it's like, oh, there's going to be another one of you or whatever. So it's...
I think the worst part was, what made it worse is when Gurley got that deal.
Yeah. And so that was,
way more pressure on them. Yeah. They're like, fuck, the deal that we gave just looked like shit, right? Yeah. But at the same time, like, you have to, man. You have a top three player, man. You got to do it. You know what I mean?
And lock him in, you mean?
Lock him in, man. You have to, man. Again, what you said, you know, running backs, diamond dozen. Are they really diamond dozen?
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, if you think he had weak backs, like protection.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd still be the same player as he is? Or somewhat?
See, that's the thing.
He's talented, man.
Oh, that's great the thing. Skill
do we think that if he got traded to any other team right now that he would just stop being Le'Veon Bell.
No.
So then that's a guy you have to lock
that's
up.
What
right?
Exactly. That's what he knows.
And that's where I'm getting at. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm getting at. Like, you got to lock someone like that up.
And I love your point because everyone says, like, running backs are a dime a dozen, dime a dozen. I'm looking at my fantasy teams. It is a completely different thing. But how many backs in the league are you like, for sure, you're like, okay, I can He's get that guy in. For sure. Let's lock him in. Yeah. That's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. There's like four or five. And then after that, it's like, it's a crapshoot.
Then
man.
After that, it's like, I hope this guy gets, you know, the ball here and here or whatever. But like,
all I got to say is 49ers 1-0, man.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to agree with you.
Who do they play?
Vikings.
Vikings.
Vikings are going to eat them alive.
No way, man. Garoppolo's going to kill it, man.
I'm actually excited for that game. That's going to be a really good Garoppolo's game.
I'm actually excited to see a 49ers game again for the first time.
I'm excited
in a
to see
long
a Giants.
Time,
I'm excited to see the Giants and Jaguars. That's going to be
a good
game.
I think Jaguars are not going to make it this year.
Really? Yeah. People haven't been the Super Bowl, man. But
I don't think they're going to make
you
it.
You never know, right?
I don't think so. I think there's a few teams I think that are going to surprise. This season, like Vikes, I don't know.
Fuck Vikings,
I know,
man.
I know
that offense and that offense is.
I'm interested to see how Cousins plays now.
Yeah, like, now did you see that documentary?
I'm a big.
See that documentary?
No,
the signing one and shit.
The signing, man, that's crazy.
So sick, eh?
You don't know?
No, I
don't. Explain to him.
You let him know.
No,
you brought it up, man.
Oh man, I'm losing my voice here, man.
What? It's just like the process of like him getting signed and like. What he goes through, like, daily and, like, how his agent talks to him. And, like, it's funny because he signs the deal, like, 100 mil guaranteed through biggest contract ever. And he's, like, trying to call people or whatever. Did you see that part? He's, like, trying to call his family and no one's picking up and shit like that. And, like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm a big Kirk Cousins fan, actually. Random. Right. But I'm actually a pretty big Kirk Cousins fan. So I think he's going to be good.
What about the Super Bowl champs?
Man, I want to. I got no respect. It's tough to say. Like,
aren't they dropping?
Did you see the game on Thursday?
Yeah, I saw.
No,
it was Eagles Falcons. And it looks sloppy. It looked brutal. Without Alshon Jeffrey,
who's starting QB?
His heart. Foles started. Yeah, Wentz will be a while still.
But I heard. Him. I don't know about you, but I heard they're basically dropping Wentz.
No.
That's like a big rumor going on.
No.
Look it up, man.
No.
I'm telling you right now, man.
They want him back right away.
Yeah, but he's apparently could be like week 4 or 5. Yeah. Some people are saying if they keep winning games, if you like just keep going game by game, they want to know. Say if you win the next 2 and you lose 1, like why bring him back? Like people are saying just keep
the whole Kaepernick thing.
Stringing it along till like. Well, it could be the cap. I don't know if it would be the...
Well, look at that, man.
That's like a Tony Romo Dak thing, though.
Yeah,
like,
Tony Romo Dak.
Oh, like this guy, he's exactly doing so well. Is. Like, what are you... Are you really going to tell him to stop now? Does that
but
make sense?
But realistically, you're not going to take Foles out if he's winning. If he wins 4 games, you're not going to take him out. This is a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but if
like,
he's... Yeah, but
I guess so, but it is hot, Carson. Man. It is Carson Wentz, though, man.
Sure,
you see
but
what
you
he
just,
did last year,
you, you see what Foles did, man? You just let Foles play himself out. He's either going to keep winning.
If Foles is hot, you got to stick with him, man. I don't care who
exactly,
you have, man.
Right? The hot hand. Yeah. If he starts playing himself out of it, then you put in Carson
Wentz.
Look
at Kaepernick, man. Kaepernick got 49ers all the way to Super Bowl, man.
Wait.
And then got blacklisted from the league.
No, let's ask this important question right now. Odds? What percentage chance do you guys give Colin Kaepernick? Man, Colin Kaepernick? Isn't even to the NFL. All NFL teams usually have around 3 quarterbacks on the roster. 3 times 32, whatever the fuck that is. That's like 90, close to 90. There's not close to 90 quarterbacks to be on a roster as Colin Kaepernick. How fucked is that? How crazy is that? That's mind blowing, man.
No, it's nuts.
That's crazy.
Just go through the list of quarterbacks and you can be like, okay, well. Cap could probably start for at least 4 or 5 of these teams if you skew down so hard. Because, like, who's the starter for the Bills?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
what's his face?
Peterman.
You
whatever
can't
it
start
is,
calling
right?
Kaepernick right now?
Like, exactly.
Play in front of...
Who owns the Carolina Panthers?
I don't know who owns them. Some, like, old white guy, I know that.
Within the next 3 years...
he just had to sell. Like, I thought he was selling to,
really?
Some crazy... wasn't it a group of people? It's someone famous from another...
Oh, wasn't it like Steph wanted to buy him?
I know, he was trying to get in
on it. Where I'm getting at is, in the next 3 or 4 years, if there's a black-owned NFL team.
Be your fourth man. Kaepernick's going to be dead, man.
No, man. Next three seasons, if there's a black-owned NFL team, Kaepernick's on it.
What do you think the odds are? What do you think the odds are this year that he can get on a roster, man, with this Nike?
But how much? I don't think he'll ever get on a roster again.
How much money do you think he's making right now?
He's probably making a couple million, man. I don't think anything crazy.
That's the crazy thing that we never touched on earlier. Yeah. Nike was paying him throughout this whole, like you said, they had him on the shelf. He was getting paid by Nike during that period. And now with this campaign, I think it's actually a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, but the guy has money, campaign. Right? Like, just because he doesn't play that.
I don't know. How much money does he have?
He's got money,
man. That's my thing. Is like, he's got money. Where are you getting this money from? How are you donating this shit?
He's got money, man.
Are they donating any of the proceeds towards, any charities or anything like that?
What proceeds?
Of like anything from the shoe sales or this campaign, anything like that? Because they gave him his own shoe. He's releasing another shoe.
Man, I think he's gonna sign somewhere this season. You know, I don't know what it is. I just feel it, man.
Who's the team that you cheer for, B?
I don't really have a favorite team, man. I like the Eagles. I always have, and don't fucking say it's just because of last year. I always have, but I just like watching every team, man. Like I can fucking watch the Lions play. I fucking love watching football. So it's like,
who you got MVP this year?
MVP.
I got Garoppolo.
I'm so excited, but
Garoppolo's gonna kill it.
I gotta have bated breath on that, man. I don't trust those guys. I gotta wait.
I think Antonio Brown could become the first receiver to, if Le'Veon Bell's out for 10 games, man. I think Antonio Brown could be the first receiver ever.
I think Ben's fucked.
He's fucked, man. No Le'Veon Bell, man. There's nowhere to dump it off.
That rapist is finally going to get raped, man.
And all that happened.
We'll end it right there.
Big Ben's a rapist, man.
That was a fucking crazy.
This guy's going after Kevin Hart. He's going after Big Ben.
That was a sick segment, yo. Killed it. Keep that in there, yo. Don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems, and we're bringing you that friction. In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you were in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit.
Lego! Here we go, boys. We are back. Season 2, first friction question to kick off the new season.
I have so many emotions going through inside my body right now. Do you want me to tell you which one?
Tell me your top three.
Which emotion?
Yeah. That you're going through.
Erection.
Erections. Okay. Ben?
Erection.
So mainly your one-trick ponies was going on here.
This guy's chugging his drink, man.
Glug, thirst world problems, man. You got to drink your drinks. Stay true to the brand, B. Stay true to the brand.
I go slow and steady.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady is always the best way to go.
Slow and steady, you win the race.
You go fast. If you live that fast life by drinking,
you're going to crash.
You're going to crash, man.
That's a dope line. You go fast, you're going to crash. Anyway,
that's like sounds like
anyway,
something.
This guy said. Anyway.
Remy way, the Remy way.
I don't even think we had any Henny down here in studio.
Man, all we got is Henny, man. Don't.
We
don't
had the
do
Virginia Black.
Don't do that to us, man. All we got is Henny, man.
It's been Virginia Black. It's been Crown.
Got the Henny dick.
Yo, this Remy's nice. Yeah, a little bit coke cream, in there. Yeah. I was hating on the Remy. I thought this shit was fucking nasty.
Yeah, Remy's Saint Remy.
You thought it was nasty, too, don't lie, man.
I still think it's nasty, man.
Yeah, but you grabbed it. You see that price, you grabbed it.
I love France, man.
You see that price, you grabbed it, but you didn't think it was good, man.
France has everything amazing. People are underestimating France. France has everything, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice bakery, man. You got nice alcohol, vodka.
Vodka? What are you talking about for vodka?
Grey Goose?
Goose France. Is France?
Yeah, it's France.
Ciroc?
There you go. Kirkland.
A couple other things. Oh, I actually went to Kirkland, Washington, eh?
Oh, nice.
That's where Costco was, the first Costco ever was.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was there and like I saw the Costco. It's the first one. It's pretty trippy. Like that's how like where they started as to how that brand came to be. I just think you have Patty the whole time.
Is it like an old school like warehouse type, like the original, or did they like renovate it and shit?
No, it's a legitimate like. It just looks like a normal Costco.
I'd be sick if it was just a strip club.
Yeah, you see, it's like entering Kirkland, Washington.
Oh, nice.
Like, oh shit,
nice. What else did they got? They got nice resorts, France.
No, France it has a lot of beautiful, especially like South.
You're going to say white girls. You're going to say white girls.
Well, that's the thing. They are pretty diverse as a country.
Yeah.
So they
a lot of Africans immigrated to France.
Yeah. For French.
Yep.
But I do like the croissant. So the bakery part I did like.
Bakery.
But everything's just so buttery.
I don't know how
we do out there. Wine. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of wine. Wow. I'll have a glass. That's a nice thing to sip on. But,
yeah, of course, man.
But I like...
imagine you pounding back wine.
Speed wine,
you,
baby.
You drink fast, you're going to crash, man.
We used to do a thing called speed wine, where basically all it was you try to finish a bottle of wine as quickly as you could, just chugging straight.
You're going to crash, man.
You're going to crash, man. Get us that friction question, man.
Let's get that... let's get that shit going.
Hey, all right, so here's...
Can I see something? Before you start?
But don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, everyone, thank you for listening to the pod, coming back. So many positive messages. I love it. All the feedback that we're getting, what to talk about, how funny we are. Love it. Spotify, iPod, Apple iPod. Is that what it is? Apple iPod?
Spotify, Apple Podcast, yeah. iTunes, Google Play. What else will be on? There's a couple other ones we're on, but we only really remember
it's
those.
It's all
ones.
Good. Don't worry, we're going to be on some
chapters,
more.
Chapters. Whatever you want, man.
We're
going to
be on some
Stitcher.
More. We're going to get some Thirst World snapbacks, new era snapbacks, guaranteed.
Woo!
Make that happen. Continue on with the friction. Segment. This is a good. No, this is a good sponsor, man.
That was a good sponsor, Dad.
Make it happen. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. No sloppiness here.
Drop that shit. I haven't heard that shit in a minute, man. That shit's gonna bump. That friction fucking music. How'd you come up with that shit?
Where's that music from?
Yeah.
That's from Lytics. Lytics song.
Oh, really?
Friction.
Lytics are pretty dope, actually.
You're gonna lose your shit.
Hit it with the friction.
All right, first question back for season two. Starting off with a nice little friction here. Nice and easy. Ease our way into it. Get some of the rust off. This is the way that it goes. Me, I'm going to throw a question out to you two, my man B, infamous Nick Dugal. Throw it your way. What you're going to say is up to you. So let's find out how you guys feel about this scenario. So the scenario is this.
Wait, before you explain, let's take these Thirst World shots to the dome.
Thirst World shots to the dome. All right, what are we drinking here, B?
This is that Thirst World Problems Loca Nut.
Oh, that's
we love local. This shit. Honestly, go to your local place. Like, we usually don't give out free advertising and whatnot, but Captain Morgan's Loca Nut. Don't be underestimated by the bottle. Like, it's not a Hennessy looking bottle. Like, you're not gonna stunt with the bottle, but try that shit. That's all I'm saying. It's
fucking delicious. Holy fuck. All right, getting back to it. So here's the scenario for the friction question.
I'm sure Captain Morgan's did not make this.
It doesn't seem like it.
Like that pirate, I'm sure that pirate did not fucking make this.
You mean the actual Captain Morgan was not involved? He
outsourced that
to the first mate.
That shit probably tastes like shit back in the day. But continue on, man, with the friction. Yeah.
So here's the scenario. You're in a bank. Maybe you're getting there, making a joint account with someone that you love. Maybe you're just there trying to check your funds. Who knows why you're there, but you're in there. While you're in there, before you can get to the cashier, dude bursts in. Doors get slammed shut. He's in there waving around a gun. Gets them to put a whole bunch of money in the bag, and he scoots out. As he's scooting out, you notice that he's got a pretty detailed tattoo on his like inner wrist or whatever that is. He's got a tattoo on there that you notice, okay? Now, a few days later, you know, go through the whole thing. It was exciting. There was a lot of drama. He talked to police, all that stuff. A few days later, you're off at a soup kitchen that you guys volunteer at. Let's pretend that you're good people, right? You're at a soup kitchen that you guys volunteer at. and you notice someone comes in and makes a huge donation. So this donation is going to help feed the soup kitchen for months. It's going to start a whole bunch of programs for some of the kids there. Like, it's just a great donation. It's amazing. You go to shake the guy's hand, say thank you, and you notice that he has the exact same tattoo as the guy that robbed the bank. What is your play next? What is it that you're going to do? Let's start here with Nick.
So basically you're saying, I just remember that tattoo in the same spot.
Remember the tattoo, same spot. You're 99% certain.
You essentially know who the robber of the bank is.
There you go.
Is he with people?
Nope, just by himself.
I'd blackmail him.
Stored his ass.
I'd blackmail him. Be like, listen, I know who the fuck you are. You fucking rob.
Yeah, Steinbeck, but you're acting like
Union man.
Yeah, but you act like he's not gonna fucking. This guy can't like pull a gun on you or something.
I'll fucking have a knife on me. I'll fucking be like, listen, man, I know who you are. Give me half of your money, and we'll call it even. And if he doesn't, I'll walk away.
Okay.
Rat him out.
B.
He doesn't know who I am. He knows what I look like.
I think for me, like, I wouldn't really say anything about it. Honestly, like, because he didn't hurt anyone.
Is there a reward to find this person? I'd do it if there's a reward. But if there's no, if I'm doing it out of respect, then I won't do it, man.
No, because then, like, because he's benefiting. It seems like this guy's using his man. Honestly, it seems like this guy's using his money for some good shit, man. Better shit than the bank was fucking using it for, right? Because the thing with the bank is, realistically, it's not like people lost their money there. That money got robbed. The bank's fucking giving that money right back to whoever's account that was, right? Mm-hmm. They refund that shit immediately. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me like it's like, so
everyone's happy.
So Robin Hood scenario here is kind of like what
you're looking at. Say like everyone's kind of happy. Like obviously the bank's not happy, but also you do have a fucking criminal on your hands as well, right? So that's one thing, but so, I don't know if I would confess or, you know, go to the police and be like, oh, I know who it is. This could be the guy. Go, you know, he goes here. Go check him out. Try to find where he lives and try to pop him.
Seems like a lot of wasted energy if you go that route.
But pretty trippy, though. So like, imagine, like, waking up and you're like, oh, shit. Like, I know this guy who fucking, like, I don't know him, but this guy might have just taken, you know, 100 G's or something, right, from a bank, and like, right, like you'd be kind of, say you're on the drive to work or you're just doing normal shit during your day, like you'd be like fucking tripping out a little bit.
If there was an amount you could ask him, how much would you ask, like, realistically,
to get from him?
Yeah,
so basically, yeah, if you could blackmail him for a certain amount.
Fuck, that's so tough too, man, because then it's like, say he does get caught in the future or something, then like,
he'd rat you out.
But rat you out, you never know, though, because is it your fucking place to be running around trying to catch criminals? No, not really. Yeah. Right?
Like, well, I think it's just a crazy, crazy thing to think about. When you were in the bank and it's getting robbed, you're like freaking out. Like, this is a crazy situation.
Yeah, because you're probably tripping at the same time.
And then you see him in a different light where he's donating all this money, and now you're like, you know what, like, it's not that bad of a scenario. Like, this guy's not that bad of a dude, but it's the exact same dude that put you in two different mind spaces.
I think I would do the Indian thing.
Okay, what's the Indian thing? Am I going to be sad I asked this question or what, man?
Just grow your beard and get a turban, man. That's the ultimate disguise.
Okay, now here's the twist on the question. Here's the twist, the first twist on the question. First twist on the question is, during the robbery...
I just pictured it.
During the robbery, the Indian thing. During the robbery, he blackjacked a guy on his way out. So kind of gave him gave him the butt end of the gun to, like, you know, to the head.
Called him out of the way.
One of the guards. Yeah. Blackjack is like just a little mini billy club that you have that you can just, like, helps to knock people out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know how he works in video games.
But anyways, so that scenario happens. So now there was an assault. I'm waiting for that October 16th. Anyways, there was an assault that happened during this. Does that influence you at all if there was an assault that happened during the robbery?
Not really. Like, if someone got...
Like, normally nobody just, like, hits someone in the back of the head. Normally they warn him a few times and the guy's not listening. Then he deserves it, man. Pay attention. Right?
Okay, so it's not going to change. It's not going to change.
Yeah, I don't think
stance.
It would really change my stance.
Okay, last twist on it then. And we'll wrap it up on this one. So during the robbery, a little old lady got super scared. She's the teller. Or let's just say an older person got scared. It's the teller, right?
Sounds like the Steinbeck Credit Union.
Might have been
the little old lady working behind the counter.
Right? So, lady has a heart attack. She ends up dying.
Mm-hmm. Why do you got to do this, man? Why do you got to do this?
It's gotta hit you where it counts, man.
It's got always been death to it, man.
Right? So now how does that influence your scenario? He never hit her. He didn't do anything to her. She just got scared and ended up having a heart attack.
Well, that's the credit union. Is it a credit union? Did I just throw that in?
It could be a credit union, a bank, whatever you wanted.
Okay, whatever it is. That's their problem because she obviously had a heart condition.
Yes, so they should be liable, right?
Well, they should have known.
No.
Especially at a workplace like that, you never know what could be. It's an intense workplace, right? Dealing with numbers and robberies.
She should have expected a bank robber.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And what about you?
I think an anonymous tip could be in order at that point, maybe. But it honestly doesn't change much because, like,
well, I don't think it's anyone's fault for the heart attack. She would have gotten a heart attack later on that day, anyways. It's bound to come if she's going to get it, right?
She's old, so she's probably going to die anyways, right?
Yeah, because a heart attack's not triggered by, like, oh, shit, some crazy shit.
It's triggered by stress, for sure.
It's triggered by...
So she's probably stressed out at job or
something. That's fine, but it's triggered more by, like, certain things, yes, 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 whatever, builds up. But it's, like, clogs in your arteries and shit like that, too, right? So there's certain things that trigger it.
So she should blame herself.
So if it's already building like that, you're not telling me in like a little bit of time, like it might happen. Like, I'm not saying that that's fine. I'm just saying that maybe like after I get my money from this guy, I might tip him off afterwards. That's all I'm saying.
Like
she
should have chose to have more salads rather than more McNuggets. You know what I mean? Like,
so it sounds like you're saying that you're glad that she's dead and you hope she burns in hell.
No.
No. If you get a heart attack, that's normally due to clogged arteries, right?
Yeah, for the
most part. That's just poor dieting. So, you know what? It's going to come with the territory, man.
That cheese bread, man.
Your anonymous tip. Is the anonymous tip coming?
Cheese bread with the cheese on it and
cheese
bacon.
On bread is right. All right, we're in our cups. I'm going to wrap this one up.
Let's end that one right
this
there.
Guy's talking about cheese bread. Old ladies deserve dying and shit. Yeah.
I didn't say she deserved it. I mean, like, it comes
you
with
said
it.
You said you're glad she's dead and you hope she burns in hell.
If you have clogged arteries... Clogged arteries is due to poor health, man.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.